Carol, tell us about the Earth Day Upcycle Challenge at the Pella Public Library.
Well, it is a challenge where we hand out bags of materials that the library can't really recycle and they don't want to throw away because they're just a little bit too good, that there's potential in them to create art. So we hand a bag of those out to people and ask them to create something. And that's basically it, out of library materials.
Well, tell us what some of the library materials are.
Correct. So we have a collection of DVDs in the library, and the cases are constantly breaking, so we have the plastic from the DVD cases. We apparently use a lot of tape because we have tape rolls, both little Scotch tape rolls and larger rolls, larger cardboard rolls. We have receipt tape rolls from printing out receipts at the counter, random cardboard, strapping, plastic strapping stuff from boxes, old CDs. And I think this might be the last one, but we still have a few floppy disks left in the bags that people are using. And sometimes they use them as is, and sometimes they deconstruct them and use them in a project. So just things like that. There's tabs from our old card catalog files. There's the cards that used to be in the back of library books where you'd stamp the due date on them. So just a variety of stuff.
And the overall goal is to think about Earth Day and recycling, I presume.
It is, yep. So let's just not toss these away. Let's upcycle them is what they're calling it. Yeah, so repurpose them and make something pretty or just something meaningful out of them. And yeah, and then it's a theme. So it's an Earth Day theme. It's a theme where you all use the same materials. And then there will be an exhibit of them in April.
Okay, so what's the timeline? How long do people have to participate?
Right, so they can pick up bags of materials through March and really into April if they're still left, which I'm guessing they will be. And then they can bring their piece of artwork to the library, and we'll start putting the display up on April 1st, and it will run through tulip time. If you want to bring your piece a little bit late, that's okay. And we'd like you to tell us something about your piece, too. So what was your inspiration? Like, what struck you when you opened your bag of stuff? And what, how did you come to that? How did you maybe use the materials in a new way? Because Colleen had an interesting statement about why she started with what she started with. So,
well, tell us about it, Colleen.
Yeah.
Well, I became a stay-at-home mom in my mid-30s and discovered that I needed something to do to enjoy myself, so I started doing crafting stuff, and I do a lot of crocheting and, like, crafts out of books. So when I got the thing and I was reading it, I read the statement that said something about you can even use the bag, and I thought, oh, I've made yarn out of plastic bags. I should make a purse. And then I thought, oh, I should just make things that you would carry in your purse. So I turned everything into a purse and stuff you would have in your purse.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. And so do you carry it around?
No, I have not. I mean, my kids have been playing with the stuff in it. My daughter's been drawing on things. But I probably would use some of these things in my purse. And I do have some stuff in my house that I've made out of plastic yarn that I store shoes in or whatever.
Okay, so you call it plastic yarn.
Plarn is kind of, yes.
So you've woven, it's like a woven.
You basically just cut plastic grocery bags into strips and tie them together. And you just keep going until you have a ball of plarn. And then I crochet it.
So have I missed something? Has there been a big worldwide movement for the use of plarn? Or?
I know that if you go on, like, Pinterest and look it up, a lot of people have made, like, mats for homeless people out of plarn and then just roll them up to give away.
And what else did you make?
I used the DVD case to make kind of a little notebook holder that you can close, and I made the library cards into a pad of paper. I made an eyeglasses case out of this tape dispenser thing. I have a little wallet. The paper that I used is Wizard of Oz themed, and you can put your credit cards or whatever in it. And I made a keychain, and it's stuffed with pieces of the plastic bag, and this is just like a little peppermint holder.
And that's a cartridge from a label printing machine.
Okay.
That she used on that with, and looks like, pieces of CD broken up on top of it.
Yeah, it broke apart the CD.
Yeah.
And I tried to use all things from my stash that I had from like a previous project so that everything would be recycled. I think the hot glue is about the only new thing.
Well, I think it's ingenious. I think it's really neat. Okay, Malian, tell us about what you did.
Yeah. I was inspired by the Gibson girls, which were like late 18th century, like early, very early, like 19th century. They were like models and they were drawn. And a lot of them met very tragic fates. And then also the musical Chicago. I was like, whoa, that'd be cool. So I created like a hanging piece. So like, I used like, I don't know what this used to be.
It's, yeah, the top of a, like a plastic bag where we put books with a CD in it or a cake pan or something like that, yeah.
So I used one of those. And then I also used blonde, but less of it. I made like dangling bits and then I painted the CDs and the library cards and I just kind of dangled it all. And I was like, it's kind of a storyline, but also not really very broad. Like anyone can look at it and go like, ah, I think I know what's going on there. And then like next person go, I know what's going on there. And they can be very different things and they both could be right.
You painted those?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I was bored one night.
You painted all those in one night?
More than one night, but like all the face ones in one night, I sat down and was like, what can I do tonight? I was like, I want to paint. And I spent like 3 hours.
All right, well, so it's going to be hanging in like a mobile, or is that?
Yeah.
Think of it like that. Looks like a wind chime. Kind of thing, mobile.
I see it.
Yeah. And with the cards, you painted on the cards too, as well as the CDs.
Yeah, and I like use like the old library card, library like checkout due date cards.
Yeah, those are interesting, and I like the old fashioned. Look at the cards.
Well, the fun thing about the old library card stamping cards is each librarian used to have their own color pen. So, like, you can tell, you know, who wrote the patron's library card number on these to check them out. And we still have a librarian who actually did this before we had the computerized system. So there's, like, actual history in these if you know whose pen that is or whatever. So just, I like the colorfulness of it, but it also has history.
And Kate, tell us about is that Winter Garden? Do I remember the name of it right?
Yes, Winter Garden. So I actually assigned this to a class that I'm teaching this semester. So I'm teaching a topics course called Eco Design, and its purpose is to talk about sustainability in art and theater. And so when I was talking to Carol and she said that she was doing this upcycling project, I said, oh, what a great way to get my students engaged in their community. So I took this as an assignment in my class, and so all of my students are creating these and will be on display in the community, and I've encouraged them to come and see the other pieces of art that they've created. And so this is the piece that I created, and I was inspired by one of the CDs that was in the package said Winter Garden on it. And so I was like, what if there was a little winter garden place? And so this is kind of the idea of what a garden looks like in the winter time when everything is kind of dead and spiky and not really in full bloom anymore. And so there's kind of a fence around the outside here and a little table and chairs, and then a pond kind of place where the CDs have been like cracked and shattered to look like ice. And yeah, I thought that it was a really like fun way to take these materials and kind of that were used in a library setting and then tell a new story with them.
And yeah, build a place. And I love the way that you, well, some things are spiky, like in the, you know, some of the plants are spiky, some of the flowers are droopy, but then the curly, you've got some curly things going on too.
Yeah, so the yellow curls in there come from the strapping that they, you said that these are from around
our copier paper boxes.
Copier paper boxes, and so it's just plastic. And so when you cut it and pull it apart, it just creates these little curly, like, strips. And so I was like, that kind of looks like grass and the way that grasses can curl up like that.
And so how are your students, art and sustainability, is that what you said? How are they doing? How are they?
They're great. I mean, Emile is one of them. And then I've seen several others, and we've given them some of our pieces that we're not using in the theater anymore. And so, like, there was one that was creating a peacock, and then there was a fan that got broken during the children's show, and so it wasn't usable anymore and would have just been thrown away. And he was like, oh, can I use that for my peacock? And so he's incorporated that into it. And so they're all of these really fun ways of incorporating things into pieces of art that I hope that they are proud of.
And so what's the main things, I don't know, could you give me like 3 bullet points or so about what you want them to learn? I mean, pick as many bullet points as you want, but I want to cut to the chase and what you really want them to learn.
So what I'm hoping that they learned from this project is that things that we see as being just trash or something that should just be discarded can be repurposed and reused. And that's something that we do a lot in art and theater, is that we are repurposing and reusing things in props and costumes and scenery. And so we're taking things that would have otherwise just been discarded from previous shows or from previous experiences and reusing them in some way. And so I'm hoping that this helps them as they go forward in the class and creating projects in the class as well as their professional and artistic lives.
You mentioned something about a connection to the community too, or some kind of service.
Oftentimes it's easy for college students to be really isolated and not really connect with their community as a whole. So my hope in this is that they're going to feel a little bit of connection and engagement in the Pella community outside of just being a Central College student, and that they can see their work alongside community members' work and gets them off from campus and into our community a little bit more too.
Oh, okay, well, interesting. And so having it as an exhibit in the library, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to walk by, people are going to walk by, and you want us to think that the basic everyday things in our life, they're not spent, they're not gone, that they are actually things. You want us to think about being creative, I presume, Carol. But then also think about, you know, maybe the responsibility that comes with respect to how we treat all this stuff around us. I'm just trying to figure out what you want people to get from these.
Right. Well, all of that. Yeah, when you see what's left over, it's, you know, start thinking about what are you buying? Do I need that? What's the packaging look like? Is there another way I could find something like this that isn't in plastic wrapping? Or is there a way I can use what I got afterward? And what I like about this, I just thought of a metaphor or analogy where, so I have 2 sons who, you know, don't have a relationship right now. And my common thing is, you know, it only takes a day. Like, one day you can be alone and the next day you can meet someone and your life can change. And so with this, it's like, one day this is just a bag of stuff that we're getting rid of at the library. And the next day, it's like a piece of art. It makes somebody think. I've taken bags home to my husband, and he just sits there and looks at it and just kind of lets it speak to him, right? And like your CD spoke to you, right? And I know what book that is, The Winter Garden. Just something comes to you, and then it takes your mind to a different place, and as you're making the item, you perhaps contemplate how these things had been used in the past, and Earth Day is one of my favorite holidays, so I'm not sure that's true for everybody, but this brings it out into the open a little bit.
When you saw that, did you have to figure it out what you were going to do, or did it just pop into your brain, I know what I'm going to do?
Once I decided to make a purse, I immediately thought, okay, what things do I carry in my purse, and what can I make out of? What is there? And I had seen... I mean, I spent time on Pinterest looking at things that I'd like to make, and I'd seen ideas about all of these things, but I really wanted to just make things that would still be useful out of things that were junk. And so that was kind of my main goal. And, you know, I carry mints in my purse. I always have paper for my kids to play on. I have a wallet. You know, I wanted things that I would actually use.
All right, and so you sought out. the parts in the bag to pull it together.
Right. I looked at the parts and said, okay, like, what could I turn this into that I would keep in my purse? And so I ended up cutting it into pieces to make a reading glasses case.
I guess that for me it was seeing that winter garden and then immediately seeing all of the colors that were in the bag. And there's a lot of really natural colors in the whites and the browns. And then the CDs, which are so unnatural, but they kind of looked shimmery like water. And so I was thinking about, like, where I would find all of these different colors, and it would be a garden in the wintertime that the browns and the whites and then the shimmery ice and all of that. And so that's kind of where I started with kind of the colors inspiring the artwork that way.
As I said, just built to make whatever I wanted for a class instead of like, oh, here's a prompt, make it, just do what I wanted. And so I was like, what am I thinking about right now? And I like just watched a video about some of the Gibson girls, and I was like, oh, that could be fun. I want to paint one. And then I just kind of grew from there, and it's like, oh, and then like cascades, and like then like it turns, and like there's a flash of like the metal, and like, oh, that could be fun. I just wanted to have fun with it, and I did. I enjoyed it.
Give us our timeline again,
Lindsay Carroll. Sure. Through March, people can pick up a bag of items to make their own piece of art. They'll probably be available early April as well. And if you want to turn in your item late, that's okay too, after April 1st. And then April 1st through Tulip Time, we're going to have an exhibit in the library display cases of all the pieces that are turned back in. And we have 30 or 40 or so out, so we're hoping to have a really good exhibit.